今天我们要继续从加拉太书的第五章。
We're going to continue to look at Galatians chapter 5.
我们一起来查考圣灵在我们信徒身上的工作。
Let's look at what the Spirit does on our believers.
在开始之前，让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们感谢你赐下这样宝贵的话语。
We thank you for such precious words.
因为你的话语立定在天。
Because your words is upon the heaven.
也为我们预备了前面的道路。
You prepare our road and our path for us.
愿你的圣灵在我们中间运行。
May your Holy Spirit run through among us.
无论是说的是听的。
Either the one who is speaking or the one is listening.
都同盟应许，同盟造就。
So we can get the same encouragement and the same promises.
我们这样子的感恩祈求
In Jesus' name we thank you
是奉主耶稣的名
In Jesus' name
Amen、
大家知道我说过我自己有两个孩子
I think I told you guys I have two children
那在他们小的时候都很喜欢去碰只要是会动的东西
You know when they were little they love to touch everything that moves
所以在夏天的时候我们都会开什么
So in the summertime what do we turn on?
我们会开电风扇
No, the fan.
所以那个电风扇就是他们最喜欢碰的东西
So that's one thing they love to touch
所以每次当他们伸出手的时候
Whenever they reach their hand out about to touch it
我们就会拍他们的手
We'll pat their hand
然后跟他们说 no no
We'll say no
他们明白吗
Do they understand?
因为他们小他们不明白
They're still little, they don't
可是他们知道这是一件不对的事情
But they know that's something they should not do
随着他慢慢的长大
So when they grow older
那我们也在开始要教导他们更多其他的事情。
And we have to teach them more things.
譬如在他们开始上学的时候
，When they start to go to school，
我们就给他买个闹钟。
We bought them alarm clocks.
教导他们怎么样去自己设时间。
We train them how to set times.
他们要自己起床。
So they have to get up by themselves.
明天要穿的衣服前天晚上一定要准备好。
They have to lay out what they're going to wear for the next day.
然后自己知道怎么去吃早饭，准时去坐校车去上学。
So they will know they need to go eat breakfast and then they will get on the bus on time.
然后等他们会开车了之后
，So after they start drive，
然后我们要规定他们周末要出去的话
，And so we have another rule, if they want to go out on weekends，
一定要十点以前回来。
We gave them a 10 o'clock curfew，
否则他们就会受到惩罚。
Otherwise they get punished.
有好几个礼拜不可以开车。
They are not allowed to drive for several weeks.
所以我们的孩子常常会觉得我们给他了一大堆的规定。
So our children think that we give them a lot of rules.
他们会觉得在家里实在是很不自由。
They feel like there's no freedom at home.
特别是当我们要他们整理他们房间的时候。
Especially when we want them to clean up their rooms.
但是等到他们自己上了大学之后。
But after they went to college.
离开了家，他们就发现，当他们没有养成那个好的生活习惯的话。
After they left home, they know if they don't have a good habit,
他们就会经常的跟他们同期人发生很多的冲突。
And they will have a lot of conflict with their roommates.
同样，当其他人没有好的生活习惯的话
，So at the same token, if other people doesn't have good habits,
也让他们非常的受到干扰。
And that will interfere their daily routine too.
所以我们知道，其实很多的这些规定，其实是出于这个父母的爱心。
So we know a lot of rules is because of the love from the parents.
现在他们都已经成家了。
Now they both are married.
以后他们有了孩子，他们也要教导他们的儿女。
So in the future, if they have children, they have to teach their children the same way we teach them.
在圣经里面，我们也看到以色列人当他们出埃及的时候。
And in the Bible, we notice, you know, those Israelites when they left Egypt.
神呼召摩西来颁布了律法。
God asked Moses to give them the law.
当然，律法是要以色列人纪念神对他们的大能的拯救。
The law helped Israel to commemorate God's mighty rescue for them.
同时，也因着这些律法让这些以色列人可以在旷野中可以存活。
So these laws will help them to survive in the desert.
所以，神赐下律法真正的目的是要彰显神的爱。
So the real purpose of the law is to for God to show His love to His people.
但是很多的以色列人，他们却看重的是那个律法的条文。
But many Israelites that they just emphasize on the law.
甚至他们会以他们自己遵守律法而感到骄傲。
And a lot of times they're so proud of themselves because they keep the law.
也因此，他们忘记了赐律法的神和神的爱。
So therefore, they forgot the God who gave them the law and the God who gave them their, his love.
所以保罗要告诉我们，律法不能叫我们得救。
So Paul is trying to tell us, law cannot save us.
我们得救是因为神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督。
For us to be saved, it's God sent His one and only Son.
叫一切相信耶稣是神儿子的人。
So whoever believes in God's Son, Jesus,
都可以成为神的儿女。
Shall become His children.
所以我不需要再遵守摩西的律法。
So we no longer have to keep Moses' law.
在我们过去曾经读过这加拉太书五章的第一节。
In the past, we read Galatians chapter 5, verse 1.
我们可以同声再来念一次。
Let's read it again.
基督释放了我们，叫
我们
得以
自
由，
所以要
站立
得
稳，
不要
再
被
奴仆
的
恶
辖
制。
这里奴仆的恶，我们看到它指的就是摩西的律法。
And he says the yoke of slavery, that means the Moses law.
保罗清楚告诉我们，基督耶稣已经释放了我们。
And Paul told us, Jesus has set us free.
让我们可以脱离律法的辖制。
So we do not have to be burdened by the yoke of slavery.
我们想，我们华人当然不会去遵守摩西的律法。
And we know, you know, we Chinese do not obey Moses law.
但是我们也要谨慎。
But we have to be careful.
免得我们就会落入那种律法主义。
So sometimes we fall into legalism.
什么叫律法主义呢？
So what is legalism?
就是我们经常喜欢用圣经的教导去批评和指责别人，去教导别人。
That means a lot of time we try to use the teaching of the Bible to criticize people.
所以新约圣经里面，也让我们看到耶稣最常责备的就是那些严守律法的法利赛人。
So in the New Testament, we see a lot of times Jesus criticize those Pharisees.
因为他们喜欢把律法的重担去加在别人的身上。
Because they like to burden people with the law.
然后呢，自己连一个指头都不动。
And they don't even want to move one of their own fingers.
所以耶稣对我们的教导是不要论断。
So Jesus told us not to judge people.
免得被论断。
So we will not be judged.
因为我们怎样论断人的话，也会怎样被别人来论断。
So if we judge people on the same token, people judge us the same way.
我不知道你是不是跟我一样，常常很容易就看见别人的一点点的缺点。
I don't know if you're like me. You know, we see people's shortcomings so easily.
可是自己犯了严重的错误却不知道。
A lot of time we make such big mistakes that we don't even see.
我们也经常喜欢的去纠正别人。
We like to correct people.
特别是什么？是跟我们生活在一起的配偶和我们的儿女。
Especially those people live close to us, like our spouses or our children.
可是我们却很不愿意被别人。很不喜欢听别人对我们的劝告。
But we are not willing to accept, you know, those corrections from other people.
那当然，保罗也要纠正我们，告诉我们，我们有自由，并不是说我们目无王法。
But Paul is trying to emphasize here that when we have freedom, it doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want.
因为如果这样做的话，自由就变成一个很可怕的事情。
If we do that, then freedom is a very dangerous thing.
所以在这节经文里面，其实。保罗说基督释放了我们是要我们怎么样站立的稳。
So here it says the freedom God gave us is for us to stand firm.
这样的自由其实是要我们站立的稳。
This kind of freedom makes us stand firm.
所以他在第六节的时候，我们继续来念这节经文。
In verse 6, let's continue to read it.
因为在基督耶稣
里
受割礼或不
受
割
礼
都
没有
用
处，
唯有
那
借着爱
表达
出
来
的信才有用处。在这边我用的是新译本，因为有的时候新译本表达出来更贴切原文的意思。
Here I use the new version because it, you know, it's closer to the original meaning.
那受割礼呢，就好像我们现在说那个新生出来的男孩。
You know, circumcision. You know, a lot of new boys when they were born.
那小儿科的医生呢，会为他们生殖器上的割他们的包皮。
And a lot of pediatricians will perform circumcision.
我们现在这样做是为了卫生的缘故。
It's for the purpose of hygiene.
但是对当时的以色列人来讲，这是律法的要求。
But for Israelites, circumcision is a requirement of the law.
但是保罗告诉我们，受割礼跟我们遵行律法是没有什么没有任何功效。
But Paul was telling circumcision and keeping the law does have not any value.
我们常常会把割礼来比作教会的洗礼。
A lot of times we'll compare circumcision with the baptism in the church.
所以同样的，洗礼也不能叫我们得救。
Nor can we be saved by the baptism from the church.
洗礼它真正的意思是我们要公开来见证我们的信仰。
Baptism is for us to be a witness of our own faith.
是用外在的行动来表明我们相信耶稣是神的儿子。
So we make a public declaration that we believe Jesus Christ is Son of God.
相信耶稣基督为我们的罪受死，又为我们复活。
And he died for our sins and he was resurrected.
我们愿意让神的灵，就是圣灵进入到我们里面。
And that we are willing to let Holy Spirit come into our heart.
来掌管我们的生命。
To take control of our lives.
耶稣在颁布大使命的时候，
When Jesus announced the Great Commission,
也要求我们奉父子圣灵的名来受洗。
He asked us to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
连耶稣基督自己在世的时候，他都接受了施洗约翰的洗礼。
Even when Jesus was on earth, he also received baptism from John the Baptist.
所以接受洗礼其实是表明我们对耶稣的顺服。
So the baptism is like an example of our obedience to God.
是我们每一个人在属灵生命上一个非常重要的里程碑。
It is a very important milestone as we enter into our spiritual new life.
所以保罗在这里要强调的是主耶稣在十字架上牺牲的爱。
So what Paul is trying to emphasize here is the love that Jesus shows on the cross.
是因为这样的爱激励我们来跟随耶稣。
Because this kind of sacrificial love, it compels us to follow him.
我们不需要再遵行摩西的律法。
We no longer have to keep Moses' law.
而是以耶稣基督的爱成为我们信心的源头和我们信心的根基。
So the love of Jesus Christ can become the source and foundation of our faith.
当然保罗的教导是非常平衡的。
But Paul's teaching is very balanced.
为了避免我们对自由错误的错误。
In order for us not to misuse our freedom.
所以保罗在第十三节又再一次提到了自由。
On verse 13, you mentioned freedom again.
让我们同声开口来念。
Let's read it together.
弟兄
们，
你
们
蒙召是
要得自由，
只
是不可
将
你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，
总要
用
爱
心
互
相
支持。所以这里告诉我们，我们脱离了律法的辖制。
It says here we are free. We are free from the burden of the law.
并不是要我们走入另外一个极端。
It does not mean that we should go to the other extreme.
可以毫无顾忌地放纵自己的情欲。
So we can whatever to do. We can do whatever to indulge our sinful nature.
以为我们可以为所欲为，不受任何的限制。
We thought we can do whatever we want.
两个星期以前呢，西区教会的黄义明牧师呢，也告诉我们，我们的情感。感情和欲望呢，其实是神赐给我们的礼物。
Two weeks ago, the West Houston Chinese Church Pastor Huang also reminded us, emotions and desires are gifts from God.
如果你有讲到大纲的话，你可以把那个礼物填在第一个空格上。
Even if you look at your note, you can put gifts in there.
有的时候我们会给大家填一些空格，免得你们听到的时候睡着了。
Sometimes we just leave the blank over there so you don't fall asleep.
在传道书，我们也看见神允许我们。可以享受我们劳碌所得来的结果。
In Ecclesiastics, also it mentioned that God allows us to enjoy what we work for.
神也赐福我们的婚姻，让我们可以一同得到那个工作的果效。
And God also blessed our marriage. He led us and our spouses to have a good return for our work.
所以我们的夫妻也可以一起来享受我们劳碌所得的。
So we can enjoy together of the good return of our work.
我们也看到很多的夫妻，他们年轻的时候，他们同甘共苦。
We know a lot of young couples, you know, when they were young, they worked through thick and thin.
等到他们有事业有成就的时候呢，他们反而受到了世界的诱惑而这个分道扬镳。
And you know, a lot of time after a very successful career, they were tempted by the world and they went separate ways.
这是令人非常惋惜的一件事情。
It's such a pity.
这个情欲呢，我们说过它原来是中性的，没有对与错。
We talk about emotions and desire, they are neutral.
圣经所反对的是我们放纵肉体的情欲。
But what Bible opposes is the indulgence of the emotions and desires.
因为人天生的罪性。
Because we have our own sinful nature.
情欲呢，往往成为了一个负面或不道德的代表。
So emotions and desires become kind of negative and unethical.
所以在十九到二十一节。
So in from verse 19 to 20, first,
如果大家有圣经，可以打开圣经。保罗列了一大串不道德的思想和行为。
If you have Bible, you can turn to verse 19 to 21. Paul listed a lot of immoral thoughts.
我们可以把它用四大类来思想。
We can categorize into four categories.
第一个就是在性方面的罪。
First, it's the sexual sins.
这边提到什么？这个奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
They talk about sexual immorality, impurity, and debaucheries.
我相信大部分我们在座的人都没有发生过婚外情。
I think most of the people here do not have had affairs.
但是现在的世代，我们知道色情在网络上是无孔不入的。
But one thing we know for sure is pornography is so pervasive on the internet.
特别是弟兄们，只有倚靠神，你们才能胜过这样的试探。
Only, especially for brothers, only God can help the brothers flee from the bondage of pornography.
所以我希望大家，即使你们出差的时候。
So I try to encourage each one of you when you go on business trip.
最好能够带着你们妻子或者你们孩子的照片。
You can take the photos of your wife and your children.
就把照片放在你旅馆的桌上。
You know, just put on their pictures on the desk.
然后如果有可能的话，每天尽量跟你的配偶打电话。
And if possible, try to call your spouses every day.
上个月我回台湾我回了台湾有10天的时间。
Last month I went back to Taiwan for about 10 days.
我每年都会回去探望我们的父母。
I went back
我们双方的父母。
To visit both sides of parents.
其实，科技对我们其实是有很大的帮助。
Actually, technology can really help us.
因为我每天早晚我都可以用 Skype 跟凤美在通话，而且一起祷告。
So, you know, in the morning and at night, you know, we can use Skype to pray together and talk.
而且我们可以用电脑看彼此看到对方。
And we can see each other from the computer screen.
所以其实我们应该要用现代的科技来提升我们属灵的生命。
So, you know, we should use this kind of technology so we can enhance our spiritual life.
来坚固我们夫妻的关系，而不是让它来摧毁我们的家庭。
To enhance our relationship between our spouses rather than destroy our marriage and family.
第二是在信仰上的罪。
And the second sin is against our faith.
这边说拜偶像和邪术。
And here it says adultery and witchcraft.
圣经说的偶像呢，绝对不只是庙里面的假神。
The idols that Bible says is not just about the false gods in the temple.
过去我在上班的时候呢，我常常是早出晚归。
When I was working, you know, I leave home early and I come home really late.
因为我看重的是我在工作上面的成就和别人对我的称赞。
No, because I thought I want to pursue my achievement and I want to get praises from others.
我却忘记了自己做丈夫和做父亲的责任。
And I forgot and I abandoned my responsibility as a husband and a father.
这样做的话，工作就成为我的偶像。
So in that case, my work became my idol.
我也知道很多人他追求健康。
And I know a lot of people, they want to be healthy.
包括我在内。
Including myself.
那或者是他们非常看重他们自己的儿女。
Or they pay a lot of attention for their children.
这些都是很好的事情。
These are all good things.
但是当我们把这些事情高抬到超过神的地位的时候。
But when we emphasize these more than we focus on God.
这些东西就会成为我们的偶像。
These things became our idols.
所以我们真的要求神，让我们可以尊主为大。
So we want to ask God to help us to know He is great.
常常要思想如何才能先求神的国、神的义。
So let's think about how can we seek His kingdom first and His righteousness first.
每一个主日，让我们提早的预备我们的心。
That's for every Sunday. Let's prepare our heart earlier.
准时的，甚至提早的来敬拜真神。
Let's come here on time or even come here earlier to worship our God.
这里保罗也告诉我们，其实我们不需要追求那些神迹奇事。
Here Paul also said we do not need to pursue any supernatural power.
也不要去羡慕那些特异的功能。
We don't have to be envy about other people have special power.
因为神的话是我们的力量。
Because the word of God is our strength.
神的话带领了我们人生的方向。
He directs our life.
我们需要保守的是我们敬畏神的心。
What we need to guard is the heart that fears the Lord.
因为我们一生的果效都是从心发出来的。
Because it is the wellspring of life.
第三，在人际的关系上。
The third one is on the interpersonal relationship.
这显然是保罗的重点。
This is what he's really focusing on.
因为他一口气说了八项。
Because he mentioned about eight different items.
好，那譬如说这个异端啊，你们如果是异端的话，其实讲的是这个结派，就是分党结派。
It says factions here. It means that you know we have cliques.
这些都和我们等一下要谈那个圣灵的果子成为了一个非常强烈的对比。
And these can be a big, big contrast. contrast of what we're going to talk about, the fruit of the Spirit.
更让人心痛的是，很多教会都是因为这些的事情而造成教会的分裂。
And the sad thing is that a lot of churches experience things like this, and the church split.
让神的灵受到亏损。
So you know we owe to God for.
所以我们真要谨慎我们的心。
So we have to watch out.
最后，他是讲到跟饮食有关的荒宴醉酒。
And the last one is about food.
我们的暴饮暴食，或是在饮食上面的奢华宴乐的话
，A lot of times, you know, we have excessive eating or over drinking.
这些在神的眼中都是罪。
In God's eyes, these are sins too.
在路加福音十六章的时候，里面耶稣特别提到了有一个财主，还有一个在他门口讨饭的一个拉撒路。
In Luke chapter 16, Jesus made a parable about a rich man who parties a lot and a poor man who was laying, who was at his door.
当他们离世的时候，那个财主在哪里？
After their death, where did the rich man go?
财主在地狱里面受苦。
He went into hell and he would suffer there.
然后拉撒路却躺在亚伯拉罕的怀里。
But Lazarus was lying in Abraham's bosom.
在这里，千万不要以为主耶稣在指责有钱人。
But please be careful not to think that Jesus was cursing the rich man.
耶稣在教导我们的是说，人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
What Jesus wants is for us to understand human life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
因为钱财本来就是神赐给我们的。
Because all our possessions are from God.
我们本来就不应该浪费在奢华宴乐当中。
We should not waste our money on pleasures.
这些情欲的事情都是从我们罪的本性而发出来的。
These emotions and desires are from our sinful nature.
特别是在我们还不认识神的时候。
Especially before we know God.
我们都是以自我为中心。
We're so self-centered.
我们看不得别人比自己好。
We just can't see that others are better than us.
我们自以为是，凭着自己的喜好而行。
We think we're so right. We think everything we do is right, and we do things with our own preferences.
所以保罗说这些情欲的事呢？就让我们会相咬相吞。
That's why Paul says here that he used biting and devouring to describe our envy between people.
这是一个非常生动的形容，对不对？
Isn't this a vivid description?
因为这就表明了，当我们人嫉妒纷争的时候，就会产生了相咬相吞的情形。
It says, you know, when we envy other people, when we strive between people, we will bite and devour each other.
保罗严重的警告我们，行这样事的人不能承受神的国。
And God says, Paul says this kind of thing will not inherit the kingdom of God.
不错，我们都是罪人。
We all are sinners.
但是我们都有救。
But we all can be saved.
只要接受了耶稣基督，圣灵就会住在我们里面。
When we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit come and live inside us.
当然，我们也知道，我们即使有圣灵在我们里面，我们在里面那种放纵情欲的这个罪性呢，仍然会存在。
But we know, even though you know, Holy Spirit is in us, we still have the sinful nature that will indulge our emotion desires.
这种放纵的情欲会和我们里面的圣灵来相争相抵。
And this kind of desire will struggle with the Holy Spirit inside of us.
常常让我们没有办法去做我们应该要去做的事情。
It prevents us to do the things we need to do.
这也就是为了为什么我们信了主以后，我们还会去犯罪。
This is the reason why we still sin after we believe in the Lord.
我和凤美我们常常去打网球。
My wife and I would play tennis a lot.
我们纯粹是运动部，我们很少比赛。
We don't compete, you know, we just do that for the purpose of exercise.
我们就是锻炼身体。
We just want to, you know, train our bodies.
如果大家还记得的话，十多年前有一位华人网球名将叫什么名字？
If you guys remember about 10 years ago, there's a Michael Chen. He's a very famous tennis player.
在同一个时期。有许多网球的高手。
And at the same time, there are a lot of good tennis players.
如果大家还记得的话，那个 Andrew Agassi 还有 Pete Sampras， 他们都是非常。
If you know, at the same time, you know, Andrew Agassi and Pete Sampras were in the same period.
但是其中发球最厉害的却是另外一位东欧的选手。
And there's one player who can serve the best. It's an Eastern European player.
这位选手很多次都打进了决赛。
And a lot of times he advanced into the finals.
可是他每次都输给 Sampras，
But he was defeated by Sampras，
一直到他快要退休的前一年。
And just 1 year before he retired，
他终于拿到冠军了。
He got a Wimbledon champion.
所以当记者访问他的时候
，So when the reporter asked him，
问他说：“你网球的生涯，你自己怎么样来形容你网球的生涯
？”How do you describe your own tennis career？
他很无奈地说：“其实我很苦哎。
”He said, "Actually, you know, I struggle a lot."
因为我里面一直都是有两个人。
Seems like there are two people inside of me.
一个人呢，就好像那个火爆小子。
One is like a very short-tempered kid.
一发作的时候，我就失去了控制。
Once I have a temper tantrum, I lost control.
我就会摔拍子骂裁判。
So you know, I'll throw my pad and then I'll criticize the judge.
在那个时候，连二流的选手都可以打赢我。
And at that time, even the second-rated player can defeat me.
可是我里面还有另外一个人。
But then there is another person inside of me.
当我愿意平静沉稳的时候
，When I'm cool, calm, and collected,
我就所向无敌。
That makes me invincible.
不幸的是，过去的比赛
，But unfortunately,
在过去比赛的时候，常常是第二个人怎么胜过了第一个人。
But the second person overcome the first one.
所以让我失去了很多得冠军的机会。
So I lost a lot of opportunity to win.
你希望得胜吗
？Do you want to overcome？
所以保罗说得胜的方法就是他十六节说的怎么样我们一起来念
So the way to do that is on verse 16 Let's read it together
你
们
当
顺
着
圣
灵
而
行
就
放
纵
了
肉体
的
情欲
了
让我们把你改成我们一起来念
Let's read it Let's change you to a
我
们
当
顺着圣
灵
而行
就
不放
纵
肉体
的
情欲
这都是你们自己说的
Yeah, you say that yourself
这里的行其实在原文是一个走路的意思。
Here it says live by spirit means walk with the spirit.
所以主耶稣也用走路的方式来比喻。
So Jesus used walk as an example.
对我们说那引到灭亡的路门是宽的。
You know, the road to destruction is wide and broad.
那个路是大的进去的人也多。
And the road is broad so a lot of people can get in.
引到永生的那个门是窄的。
But you know, the life, the gate is small.
路是小的。
And the road is narrow.
找着的人也少。
And only a few find it.
你有没有问过你自己找到了没有？
Have you asked yourself, have you found the road?
找到了，你有走在那条路上吗？
And if you found it, are you walking in it?
还是又跟着别人去走那个宽大的门，宽大的路？
Or are we just, you know, following the big road as others?
这个小门窄路都不好走。
You know, the small gate is not easy to get in.
但是在二十四节，保罗说，凡属基督耶稣的人，就是顺从圣灵而行的人，怎么样？就是怎么样？
In verse 24,
我们一起来念，已经把肉体
连
肉
体
的邪情私欲同定在十字架上。
It says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires.
在加拉太书二章二十节，保罗也说。
In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20,
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He says, I have crucified with Christ.
现在活着不再是我。
And I no longer live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
亲爱弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你有让基督活在你的里面吗？
Do you let Christ live in you?
你现在活着到底是为你而活，还是让基督在你里面活着
？Are you living for yourself or for Christ?
在我们进入圣灵的果子之前
，Before we look at the fruit of the Spirit，
让我们再看一下十三节到十四、三十四节。
Let's look at verse 13 and 14.
保罗告诉我们，我们蒙召得自由呢，是要我们用爱心互相服侍。
He says, when we were called to be free, we have to serve one another in love.
因为全部的律法都在爱人如己这句话之内。
Because the entire law is summed up in one single command.
有人问耶稣说，夫子，律法上的诫命哪一条是最大？
And somebody asked, teacher, what's the greatest commandment?
耶稣回答他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
这是诫命中的第一。
This is the first.
且是最大。
And the greatest.
其实也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And it's the same way like love your neighbor as yourself.
那我要请问大家。
So I want to ask each one of you.
你们觉得是爱神容易还是爱人容易？
Do you think it's easier to love God or to love people?
觉得爱人容易的请举手。
If you think it's easier to
love
people, raise your hand.
爱人容易的精神。
Love people.
所以大部分人都还是认为说爱神比较容易。
So most people think it's easier to love God.
因为神是圣洁的，是公义的。
You know, because God is holy, He's justice.
他是美善的，他赐给我们各样的福气。
He's good. You know, He blesses in all things.
但是看看我们周围的人。
But just look at people around us.
哎，他们都有这么多的毛病缺点。
They have a lot of mistakes, lots of faults.
哎呀，常常让我爱不下去。
So it's so hard for me to love them.
所以约翰一书特别说。
So First John says.
我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
We love because He first loves us.
人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，这就是说谎。
If anyone says I love God yet hates his brother, he is a liar.
如果不爱他所看见弟兄呢，就不能爱所看见的神。
For if he does not love his brother who he has seen cannot love God who he has not seen.
所以他说爱神的呢怎么样，也当怎么样爱弟兄。
That's why he says who loves the brother, who loves God should love the brother.
因为这句话是神的命令。
Because this is God's command for us.
其实也只有当我们先爱神的时候，
Only when we first love God,
我们才有可能去爱那不可爱的人。
We can love those not very lovable.
所以保罗特别说，在这里说，如果爱人如己的话，你就成全律法。
So Paul here says, if we love our neighbor as ourselves, then we fulfill the law.
当耶稣在世上的时候，他看见许多人流离失所。
When Jesus was on earth, he saw a lot of people were harassed and they were helpless.
他怜悯他们。
He had compassion on them.
甚至在十字架的时候呢，耶稣还求父神赦免那些钉死他的人。
Even when he was crucified, he asked God the Father to forgive those who crucified him.
因为耶稣他愿意顺从圣灵的带领。
Because Jesus was willing to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
成为了我们爱人最完美的榜。
So he gave us the best example of how to love others.
耶稣的登山宝训里面也说，
in his Mount Sermon, he also said,
他说凡好树都结什么？
What did he say? Every good tree bears
好果子。
Good fruit.
那坏树呢？
How about bad trees?
坏树当然结坏果子。
Of course, bad trees bears bad fruit.
好树不能结坏果子。
Good trees cannot have bad fruit.
因为它结了坏果子，它就不是好树了，对不对
？So if it got bad fruit, it's not a good tree.
那坏树呢
？How about bad trees?
它就不能结好果子。给大家一点脑筋急转弯，
so、
确定大家没有睡。确定大家没有睡。
Making sure you're still awake.
所以这里说的果子就是我们外面所表现出来的行为。
So the fruit here means our external behavior.
因为我们所表现的经常是我们的内心的心思意念。
Because a lot of time what we show outside is it reflects what we think inside.
从我们的行事为人，就可以让人家看见我们是一个什么样的人。
By the external fruit we have, people can see what kind of person we are.
那什么又是圣灵的果子呢
？So what is the fruit of the Spirit?
今天我们的徐振东弟兄已经带我们念一次，我们再来念一次。
Today we at the worship we read that once, but let's read it one more time.
圣灵
所结的果子就是爱、喜乐、和平、
忍
耐、慈
爱、
良善、信实。温柔节制，
这样的事
没
有
律法禁止。
其实我们看见圣灵的果子，就是我们属灵的品格。
We know the fruit of spirit is our spiritual shows in our spiritual character.
在这里我也要说明，保罗不是要列举所有圣灵的果子。
But here Paul did not mention all the fruit of the spirit.
就像保罗他也不会列举所有属灵的恩赐一样。
Like Paul, he won't list all the spiritual gifts.
在这里我们看见这个圣灵的果子呢，保罗用的是单数。
Here it says the fruit instead of the fruits.
它代表我们整个属灵的品格的特征。
It represents the whole thing about our spiritual character.
它把这九项当作属灵品格的特质。
So these nine qualities is the fruit of spirit reflects our spiritual character.
包括了我们对神、对人和对自己的关系。
Including the relationship between us and God and between us and other people and with ourselves.
在之前我们也看到保罗特别强调的是爱。
And before we noticed that Paul really emphasized on love.
他叫我们要爱人如己，要用爱心彼此互相的服侍。
He told us to love our neighbor as ourselves and to serve one another in love.
所以其实圣灵的果子就是爱表现在我们各样属灵的品格上面。
So the fruit of spirit is love manifest in our spiritual characters.
也只有爱才能什么 化解我们人与人之间的冲突。
Only love can resolve the hatreds between people.
那接下来我们来思想一下这个九个属灵的品格。
Let's look at these nine different characters.
当保罗写信给提摩太教会的时这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候。
When Paul wrote a letter to the church of Thessalonians.
其实这个教会它正面临着各样的困难和逼迫。
Because that church was facing all kinds of persecution and tribulations.
保罗却叫他们常常喜乐。
But Paul told them to have a joyful heart.
常常喜乐容易不容易啊？
Is it easy to have joyful heart always?
中国人说人生不如意的事怎么样？
Well, Chinese have the saying that 80 or 90% of what happened to us are unpleasant.
有多少人昨天看了球赛？
Did you watch the basketball game last night?
你们都这么属灵啊，没有人要去看林来峰啊。
You didn't see Jeremy Lin last night?
啊，真的没有人啊。
No one?
所以我们也看到说火箭队什么先胜后衰，对不对？
You saw that the Rocket basketball team, they at first they won, but then they lost.
让我们大失所望。
So we were so disappointed.
那我们也知道下周有总统的大选。
And we all know next week there's a presidential election.
如果我们想要那个人当选，他如果失败的话，落选的话呢，我们也会非常的沮丧。
So a lot of time we get really depressed if what we who we vote for did not win.
所以其实圣经要告诉我们，真正的喜乐是从神而来。
So the Bible tries to tell us the real joy comes from God.
只有我们坚定的相信神掌管一切。
We have to firmly believe that God is in control.
我们才会从内心发出真正的喜乐。
So we can have that deepest.Joy from our heart.
接下来是平安。
Later is peace.
主耶稣在离世的时候，他赐门徒们平安。
Jesus gave peace when he was on earth to his disciples.
他叫他们不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
He asked them their hearts not to be troubled, neither let it to be afraid.
主耶稣知道我们在世上会面对苦难。
Jesus knows that we face suffering in this world.
但是在耶稣里，我们有平安。
But in Jesus, we have peace.
因为耶稣说他已经胜了这个世界。
Because Jesus said he has overcome the world.
接着在罗马书，他也说患难中怎么样，要忍耐。
And in Romans he says we have to be patient in affliction.
然后祷告要恒切。
We have to have faithful in prayer.
忍耐呢，使我们可以在苦难中坚定不移。
Patience will enable us to stand firm when we are suffering.
当我们的信心经过试炼以后呢，我们就可以生出忍耐。
When our faith was being tested, we can produce patience.
对我自己而言，最需要学习的就是忍耐。
For myself, patience is one thing I really need to learn.
有的时候服侍了一天，回到家就想轻松一下。
A lot of time, you know, I served the whole day and I want to go home and relax.
但是神赐给我的配偶是很喜欢用爱心说诚实话。
But God gave me a really good spouse who would love to speak truth with love.
这是神给我很大的恩典。
This is a great.Grace God gave to me.
让我常常可以学习忍耐。
So I can learn how to be patient.
所以当你们配偶跟你们唠叨的时候，
So a lot of time if your spouse is complaining to you,
千万要记得他的出发点是好。
Yeah, remember the person's original intention is love.
因为我们每个人都有盲点。
Because each one of us has a blind side.
只有在旁边人看得最清楚。
Only people around us can see us better.
例如我们这一次。在感恩节之后的那个主日，
the Sunday after Thanksgiving Day，
我们就计划要有一个感恩节的圣餐主日，爱宴主日。
We decide to have a feast, you know, after the Thanksgiving.
其实这都是弟兄姐妹大家讨论出来的结果。
This is the result of various discussion among brothers and sisters.
因为我们不像其他的中国教会可以有吃饭的时间。
Because we don't have time, you know, like the other Chinese churches.
每次主日学之后，大家匆匆忙忙去上主日学。
Because after the worship, you know, we just go to the Sunday school. We don't have time for lunch.
或者就回家了。
And then a lot sometimes we just went home.
所以我们希望能够借着这样的爱宴主日。
So we would love to have this kind of feast on that Sunday.
让我们所有小组的家庭可以一起享受这个家庭的温暖。
So you know, the different cell group can meet each other and enjoy this kind of warmth of this big family.
所以。教会是我们大家一起来建造。
So church is for each one of us to build.
不是牧师的，也不是只有少数几个弟兄姐妹。
It's not my pastors or belong to any of the brothers here.
所以即使我们听到不喜欢听的话。
So even if sometimes we hear something it's we don't want to hear.
常常那里面的话都是提醒我们。
A lot of times those words have a good reminder for us.
恩慈是怜悯和温柔的爱。
So, kindness is come from mercy and gentle.
所以保罗他教导年轻的提摩太说。
So Paul teach the young Timothy.
主的仆人不可争竞。
He says the servant of the Lord must not quarrel.
只要温温和和的待众人。
Instead, we must be kind to everyone.
接着，良善是效法神的美善。
So goodness is to follow God's goodness.
在圣经里面，有一个人来见耶稣。
So in Bible, someone came to see Jesus.
他问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我要怎么样才可以得永生？”
He asked, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
耶稣并没有先回答他的问题。
Jesus did not answer his question first.
耶稣说：“你为什么称我为良善？”
Jesus asked him, "Why did you call me good, teacher?"
因为除了神以外，没有一个是良善。
Because no one is good except God alone.
我们看见主耶稣，他放弃了属天的尊贵。
We see Jesus here that he didn't want to glorify himself.
为了我们降世为人。
He came down here for us.
他就是我们学习良善最好的榜样。
He's the best example for us to learn how to be good.
信实是我们对神的忠诚。
Faithfulness is our loyalty towards God.
神没有要求我们在世上成功。
God did not demand us to be successful in the world.
神也不在乎我们是否功成名就。
He did not care that if we have great accomplishment or achievement.
虽然可能我们的父母很在乎。
Sometimes our parents look emphasis on that.
在启示录特别说，你务要自始忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。
In here, in Revelation chapter 2, say, be faithful even to the point of death. I will give you the crown of life.
那个生命的冠冕就是神给我们最高最荣耀的奖赏。
The crown of life is the best, most glorified rewards God gave to us.
这是我们看见纽约洪水泛滥。
We see, you know, the Sandy came and there's a lot of flooding in New York.
因为主耶稣已经事先警告我们。
Because Jesus warned us first.
在这个末世的时候，民要攻打民，国要攻打国。
At the end time, you know, people will fight against each other and nations will fight against each other.
多处都有饥荒、地震，这都是灾难的起头。
And there's a lot of famine and disasters among the world. This is the sign of the end time.
这些都只是灾难的起头，还有更大的灾难要来。
This is just the beginning of the disaster. There's more disasters coming.
但是神应许我们。他已经把那个生命的冠冕赐给我们。
But here, God promises He gave us the crown of life already.
温柔是体贴别人，先求别人的益处。
So gentleness means we have to be considerate and we have to seek the benefit of others.
这是我们在爱里的谦卑。
This is humility when we treat each other in love.
因为耶稣就让我们看见那柔和谦卑的榜样。
Because He Himself, Jesus, is the example of gentle and humble.
这也是为什么我们每一个人都可以坦然无惧地来到耶稣的面前。
That's why we can come to him without any fear.
当然，耶稣他知道我们的软弱。
Of course, Jesus knows our weaknesses.
所以他没有要我们去面对任何的试探。
So he does not want us to face any temptations.
因为他知道我们没有办法胜过罪。
He knows that we cannot overcome those temptations.
所以他要我们节制。
So he wants us to have self-control.
节制就是顺从圣灵而行。
Self-control means to live in spirit.
使我们不放纵肉体的情欲。
So we do not indulge the sinful nature.
我们搬到北区已经将近七个月了。
We moved to this North Houston area for about 7 months.
我们知道很多人都在后院种了很多的菜。
I know many of you have a little vegetable garden in your backyard.
当然不是说种花不好。
I didn't mean that, you know, it's not good to just plant flowers.
所以师母也买了许多的土跟肥料。
And you know, my wife, he bought a lot of dirt and fertilizers.
神应许我们流泪洒手的必什么欢舞收欢喜收割。
So God says those who sow in tears will reap with song of joy.
几个月以后呢，我们也有了一些收成。
So after a few months, we have some harvest there.
但是我们更重要的要思想，怎么样才能结出圣灵的果子来？
But let's think very carefully. How can we bear the fruit of the Spirit?
让我们一起来思想，一起来读诗篇第一篇的二到三节。
Let's read Psalm1, verse 2 to 3.
我们一起来念。
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
他像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候
结果子，
叶
子
也
不枯干。
凡他所做的，
尽都
顺
利。
这里说到耶和华的律法。
It says the law of the Lord.
耶和华的律法就是神的话，就是我们手中的圣经。
The law of the Lord is the word of God. It's the Bible in our hand.
虽然圣经是人手所写。
Even though Bible was written by the hands of human,
但是圣经的作者都是在圣灵的引导下。
But all the authors in the Bible are leading, were leading by the guidance of the Spirit.
所以圣经才是圣灵才是圣经真正的作者。
So Holy Spirit is the real author of the Bible.
所以这里也告诉我们要结出属灵的果子。
So here it tells us in order to bear the fruit of the Spirit.
我每天就要读圣经。来默想神的话。
So we have to spend time to read Bible and meditate His words.
最后，让我们一起来念提摩太后书三章十六节。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 to 17.
圣经都是
神
所
默示
的，于教训、督责、使
规正、
教导
人，
人
都是有益的，
教
属神的人得以完全，预备行
各样
的
善事。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Your brothers and sisters,
我们人的话不能改变。
You know, what we say cannot change people.
只有神的话可以改变人。
Only God's words can change people.
只有当我们与赐生命的主连结的时候，
Only when our life is connected to the Lord that who gives us life.
我们才有可能顺从圣灵而行。
Then we can live in the Spirit.
结出属灵的果子。
Then we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
让我们得以完全，可以行各样的善事。
So we can be complete and we can do all the good things.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
因为是你按照你自己的形象创造我。
Because you created us in your image.
但是你也因我们的罪。
But because of our sin.
你让你自己的爱子成为人的样式。
You let your son become a human image.
在十字架上为我们受死，又为我们复活。
He died on the cross for us and resurrected for us.
在今天圣餐的主日。
In our communion Sunday.
让我们众人谦卑地来到你的面前。
Please let each one of us come to you humbly.
让你的宝血再一次来洗净我们。
So let your blood again cleanse our sins.
让我们都可以坚定在你的面前。
So we can stand firm in you.
一起来，按照你的旨意而行。
So we can follow your will.
在神的带领下，都能结出圣灵的果子。
So under your guidance, we can bear the fruit of the Spirit.
让我们都能够成为周围人的都能够成为我们周围人的祝福。
So we can become the blessings of people around us.
让我们就活出爱来回应我们今天的信息。
So let's use this song.